Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hay, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association once again. Back with Colin in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up this Friday, November 18th on Dish Network Satellite 232 or SuperiorClickToBid.com. The auction starts at 8 a.m. Central Time, featuring 22,000 head of cattle, including 3,900 yearling steers, 21 yearling heifers, 13,900 weaned calves, and 1,500 calves on cows. If you'd like more information about when a lot may sell or to preview the video, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give us a call at 800-422-2117. Also, this Friday, November 18th, Superior's having a special replacement female sale, including replacement heifers, bred cows, and cow-calf pairs. They expect that sale to start about 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon. Again, give Superior Livestock a call for more information, 800-422-2117, or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. This last week at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters annual convention, had the opportunity to sit down and visit with Colin Woodall, lead lobbyist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, about several issues, including what's going to be happening in our nation's capital as we have the changing of the guard from the Democratic administration of Barack Obama to the Republican administration of Donald Trump.
Well, we have heard that the transition team is already hard at work identifying individuals who can serve in the cabinet, sub-cabinet positions, but the reality is it's probably going to be 6 months before the administration truly is fully up, running, and functional. And that's just the nature of the beast. And when you look back at history, most administrations have been that way. It takes a good 6 months to really get everything where they want it.
Lots of speculation that one of the early things that may actually move forward with the new Trump administration in Congress, potentially a repeal of the so-called death tax.
He has made it very clear that eliminating the death tax is one of his top priorities. And the fact that the Republicans maintain control of the House and Senate gives us probably the best opportunity we've had at comprehensive tax reform in well over a decade. And I think whatever package floats will have a repeal of the death tax.
And that package could include other things of great benefit to the cattle industry.
You know, we're definitely going to be looking at a whole host of things. You know, all things that have to do with land valuation, capital gains taxes, for example. You know, those are two in particular that, you know, we're going to try to put in place. One of the things that we weren't successful in last year was making bonus depreciation permanent. So I think this gives us another opportunity to look at bonus depreciation as well. So it's not going to be just about death tax for us. There'll be several provisions that we will we'll be working on.
Other things that are out there that you think might be addressed, you know, in that first year of this new trifecta of a Republican White House, Republican Senate, Republican House?
Oh boy, that is a great question. I think his biggest focus is going to be on striking down a lot of the executive orders and regulations that the Obama administration put in place. You know, when it comes to his overall legislative strategy, no doubt that repealing and replacing Obamacare is going to be high on his list. We don't believe that trade is definitely going to be something he's going to spend much time on, but if he can pick up comprehensive tax reform, that's definitely a bonus for us. Outside of that, I just don't have a good feeling on where he's headed.
Vice President for Governmental Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in their D.C. office, Colin Woodall, talking about the changing of the guard from the Obama presidency to the Trump presidency. Lots of things that Mr. Trump has promised. We'll see how well he's able to deliver in those early days in the White House. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show in each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. The 23rd annual Tulsa Farm Show is planned for December the 8th through the 10th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the farm and ranch community. Call Ron Boermaster to learn more at 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News Email.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.